housing has been a vexed issue for this government. There's a lot of competition out there in the market. There is a severe shortage of houses for sale. There's a major supply issue, shall we say, in relation to housing, not just in this county, but in all counties in the country. And eagerly are new houses that receive planning permission for new builds are eagerly awaited by all, both people in the private market looking to buy their first home, perhaps, or looking to invest, and those who are on the housing waiting list wondering if the council will build or buy those houses, or perhaps they'll come by way of an approved housing body and then go to tackle the long housing waiting lists that we have in this county. Well, this issue was raised at the monthly meeting of Kerry County Council by Councillor Bobby O'Connell, who's not happy with what looks to be happening to a 70-unit housing development slated for Castle Island. And Councillor O'Connell's with me on the line. Bobby, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joy.
Now, what's the situation here? It's your understanding that this housing unit, which is in construction, I understand, is going to be perhaps maybe purchased by an approved housing body for the social housing waiting list. Is that what you understand is happening?
Well, that's the information that I'm getting now. There's nothing written in stone as of yet, but if that's something that I would vehemently object to is an approved housing body coming in and buying 70 units that are available here and giving them to social housing, because firstly, we have to look after, in my book, the first-time buyers, because they're a group that seem to be completely abandoned. They're completely disenfranchised. If approved housing bodies can come in and buy up developments like this, it leaves them with nowhere to live, nowhere to rear their families. They want to live in their own communities. They want to contribute to their communities, and you know they want to send their children to local schools. I mean, as we've seen, it's very restrictive at the moment to try and get planning permission out in the countryside. So, I mean, this is their best chance to live in their towns and to buy a house or an apartment in a development like this. Now, while I also see the need for some element of social housing in it, I think, you know, more of the houses should be given to first-time buyers to try and buy these, because the first-time buyers, remember, Jerry, they don't qualify for social housing in the first place. Mm. So, I mean, where are they supposed to live? And I mean, I think it's also a bit disingenuous for developers to come into a town like this with prime residential land and give the impression that these were for private people.
But Bobby, listen, Bobby, it is a tough market out there for developers at the moment. The costs are going through the roof. They're the ones putting all the risk in. They're putting all the money on the line. They're entitled for taking that risk to make as much profit as they possibly can, to make it pay so they can build the houses and to reward the risk that they've taken to sell it to who they want. That's the reality. You can't. If you're talking about preventing someone doing that, you're talking about serious intervention in the market. Well, that doesn't always work very well, does it?
I know, but what I'm saying, you know, I mean, like,
they're providing employment, they're building in a difficult market. They should be allowed to sell to whoever they want, whether that's a local authority or whether that's a person who has the money to buy it at the right price for them.
Should they be allowed to come in and put in a 70-unit social housing development in an area where I've seen in my own town the last big development here the Kerry County Council had? It's not a great social success in here. And if you want to put 70 units, social housing. I can tell you now, Jerry. You see what's going on in Dublin. We've seen it very highlighted much in the news.
Bobby, you're going down the road now saying everyone in social housing is going to be involved in antisocial behaviour.
Not. Excuse me, I am not. What I am saying is that big developments, I'm talking about, especially for a town like this, 70 units of
there needs
social
to be,
housing.
You're saying there needs to be a mix of private as well as...
Yes, exactly. It's gone full circle now, Jerry. There was a case, it was always the case that every private development would have to have an element of social housing in it. That was Now it's nearly gone full circle, where you're lucky to get some private development in any development. What I'm saying in here is, and you're talking about developers taking the risk, the developers are going to walk away with huge money. Look, fair play to them. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to accept that 70 social housing units come into a small area. And it's not acceptable either for the people that had been living back in that area all their lives for the last 60 or 70 years.
Sure.
To put a development of 70 social houses behind them.
But what's the alternative, Bobby? What's the alternative here to try and get this resolved and try and get it? Are you talking about controlling who the person can sell it to? Are you talking about, like, and what's the answer for those who are desperate for those social houses? Many of them are local people. They've been in Castle Island for years as well. They're desperate for a house, and they're on the waiting list for many years.
Well, I can tell you now, Joy, there is not 70 people from Castle Island on the waiting list. No, that would be an element coming in from outside as well, because it would be their second preference or so forth. And I have no problem with social housing, but I have a big problem of putting 70 social units in. Because I'm at this for 30 years. It does not work.
Mm.
It doesn't, especially in the present day. It worked one time. It was a different, maybe you had a different mix. What you need now is a balance here, because, like I said, you need affordable houses for people, for the fellas that are getting up, going to work in the morning, trying to raise their families. Where are they going to get houses?
There's plenty of people who need social housing who get up in the morning and have to go to work and raise their families too. They're waiting for houses likewise.
Absolutely. But what I'm looking for here is for a balance. Do you want to give them all to social housing surgery? Is that what you're saying? Do you think that's a better...
No, I'm not saying what's better. I'm just questioning what you're suggesting and how it gets achieved or how it gets done. The problem is, and this is the terrible situation we're in, we are in a desperate situation of a desperate emergency, that there is a lack of supply for everything, for social, for private, for all types of housing. And that's why there is this pressure on, huge pressure at the moment, to try and get people off housing waiting lists, get people out of emergency accommodation, get people out of homelessness. And what do you say, Bobby, to the argument that if you provide these, let's just say they go to the approved housing body and they take 70 people off the list, would you get those people off HAP payments and all that costs the state, maybe out of rented accommodation, which then frees up that rented accommodation for other uses, either for private people to rent, or perhaps maybe those landlords decide to sell it in the open market as second-hand properties? And councils are restricted in buying second-hand properties so as to not compete with first-time buyers.
What I'm saying here, there's very little development service land in most towns. It's rare, because the councils don't have the money now to put in the infrastructure, and they're not getting the money from the department to do it. This is talking about my own town. It's a prime residential site. It's in a prime area, and first time buyers should, in my book, be looked after, and try and give them some preferential treatment here. And put a mix in there of both. But you can't...
How would you split it? I mean, how would you split it? 50-50, 70-30? What way would you look at it?
Well, I think the council were very good at doing it in the past. And they're going to have to look at it, because, I mean, it's not... I mean, you also have to think of the people that have been, like I said, that have been living back there for 60 or 70 years. I don't, you know... And when I dealt with social housing all my for the last 30 years in Kerry County Council. And social housing, it's needed, and when it's well managed, it's a very good thing.
Mm.
But I mean, this is what I'm saying here. What we're looking here for a balance, and I find totally unacceptable if 70 units are going to go to social housing.
If they are, and we don't know that they are for sure, but if they are, it's a possibility. Okay, a listener gets in touch. What a disgraceful take by Bobby O'Connell. Does he assume that people in need of social housing are not from the community or don't belong there? Why isn't the government building social housing? That's the question he needs to focus on. If he's an issue with approved housing bodies, go back to the government over it. What's your response to that argument, Bobby?
Well, my response here is it's the government that are building the social houses, because it's the government that are providing the money to the voluntary housing bodies. The voluntary housing bodies don't raise any money themselves. They're actually completely funded by the government and funded by the Exchequer. So it actually is the government that are providing the houses.
The problem is that the government aren't building enough of them. That's the point the listener is making. That's why we are where we are in this situation.
And I'm not disagreeing with that. But I mean, you know the problems that are there for trying to build houses. You need service land. You need, at the moment, you can't get builders, and they're employed in the private sector at the minute, and the cost of building materials have gone through the roof.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, it's just
which again makes the job of a developer tougher. But sure, look,
it does. It definitely does. But I mean, it's an easy fix for the developer too, to just to sell the whole lease to an approved housing body.
Okay. That's your point on it. Okay, Bobby, listen, we're going to leave it there. Interesting view. That's Bobby O'Connell there, Councillor Bobby O'Connell of Fine Gael, making his point that he feels that selling entire units or entire estates, if that is to be the case, and that is the situation. We did contact the developer here, didn't want to comment on the situation. Not guaranteed this will happen, by the way, but this is the feeling that it may go in that direction. And Bobby O'Connell raising the issue at the monthly meeting of Kerry County Council in relation to a better mix that's needed in terms of what houses that are built in the private market, who they are sold to. What's your view on it? Should the government be intervening to that level in a private development? Or are these houses desperately needed for people who have been on waiting lists for many, many years? People who are on HAP, who are on housing assistance payments, trying to get some certainty of their living arrangements for years to come. Give us your view on that.